Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. This is a Bamature Hour short. I'm Bama John. Today is Thursday, October 16, 2025, in the year of our Lord. Alabama hoops get started tonight. There's a preseason game in Birmingham. Alabama is playing FSU in a preseason game. It is going to be actually streamed. It's going to be streamed on YouTube, and you can watch that on the Hibbets YouTube. So anyway, let's just jump in here quickly. I want to talk about this game. Here are things to watch in the game tonight, given that we got a new team with 9 new players. We've got one of our key players that we're counting on who's out in Jalel Bethea. But here are key things just to watch for tonight. Number one, watch for LeBaron Phylon and watch how he plays. Check his three-point shooting and his leadership and ability to run the team and also to play defense. So that's number one. Just watch LeBaron Phylon. Number two, the health and overall effective of Latrell Reitzel. I'm assuming he'll start at shooting guard and that he'll be out there. Let's see how he's recovered. He's a great shooter. How's his health? How's his effectiveness? How's his just quickness and ability to impact the game? Number three, watch who starts the game. Who's going to be in our starting five? Who is it right now? We got a lot of players. We got a lot of length, a lot of athleticism. Nate Oates claims this is his best shooting team. Let's see who starts the game. Number four, watch the Bama three-point percentage tonight. How well do we shoot threes, and how well do we shoot open threes? Last year's team was not a great three-point shooting team. They were okay, not great. Let's see if this team is indeed Nate's best three-point shooting team, and it starts tonight to see how well they shoot. Number five point is the free throw percentage. Can this team make 75 to 80% of their free throws? If they're such a good three-point shooting team, they should be really solid from the free throw line as well. Let's see how that happens and what happens in the game. Here's the next thing to watch is Bama's ability to score in the low post. Do we truly have players that you can throw it into the low post and they can finish around the basket? They can finish with hook shots, 3, 5, 7 footers, and effectively use the glass, use a hook, a baby hook, and to score. The next thing that you really need to watch is how about our rebounding. Last year, we were a very good rebounding team. Does this team rebound well, particularly on the defensive end, block out, limit the other team's possessions, and be able to take the ball and go the other way? Because part of the effectiveness of Nate Oates' fast-paced offense is to get defensive rebounds, kick it out, and get going. Next thing to watch is the low post defense. How effective are we at stopping their big guys from scoring when they get the ball in the low post? We were okay, not great last year, particularly when Cliff Amore was out of the game. And certainly against Duke, we got exposed as being a small team as they dominated really at all three levels of the game. And then finally, what is Bama's ability to score at all three levels of the they're all three levels of the court, from the three, from the mid-range, and in the post. So those are the things I'm going to be watching tonight. Tune in. You can watch it on the Hibbett Sports channel. And thank you for watching. This has been just a Bamature Hour short. It's a quick primer for Alabama's game against FSU tonight. It's going to be very interesting. So tune in, watch it on the YouTube Hibbett's channel. And then we'll do a recap of the game tomorrow night and tell you our thoughts from the game. God bless and roll tide.